flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10-16, and I'm very pleased to have this next guest on the show. He is the head coach of the Missouri Tigers, and what a day they had yesterday. They took it to Mississippi State, 88-61. They win by 27. I've been following Mizzou my entire life. I did not see this coming. The biggest road win over a ranked team ever for Missouri. The previous was by 13 points, and that was in 1956. That is incredible. Now, they've had some great wins, but that is dropping the hammer on somebody. Number 20, Missouri beats number 14, Mississippi State. And Dennis Gates wins his 100th game as a coach. Congratulations, Coach, on that and on your victory yesterday. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on. Obviously, a great time to spend with you guys today after that tough road game we had, in addition to the achievement of 100 victories. It takes a lot of people to get that accomplishment. Definitely. I share that with each of you.
It sure does. It takes a lot of people, and there are a lot of people involved on travel, on practice, on getting yourselves ready for the game, and Missouri got the job done. I want to start with this. So we have, you and I don't know each other all that well. I've been following your program, but I've met you a couple of times and have been able to spend some time watching your team. But you and I have a very dear mutual friend in Norm Stewart. My dad and Mr. Stewart, Coach Stewart, were very, very close. And I learned a lot from him through the years. And I wanted to start with this, because when you first were hired and you took over the program, it really warmed my heart and my family's heart to see you paying such a great tribute to Coach and understanding the history of what he did and appreciating that. Tell me a little bit about that relationship between you and Norm Stewart and the history of the Missouri program.
Well, first of all, it speaks for itself. I think the history of this basketball program and institution, when you look at the growth of college athletics and college basketball as a whole, Norm Stewart put this logo, put this city, put our institution at the top nationally. He's an individual that helped start it, Coaches versus Cancer, obviously going through his battle as a survivor. But more importantly, you look at the success, the many young people that he definitely touched, but also coached. And he's a Hall of Fame coach in every right. He should be voted into the Hall of Fame. So for me, it was very, very important that I met or even talked to or established a relationship with Norm Stewart. And he's been one of my great supporters, friends, confidants, being able to sort of give me constructive criticism. Now, he's not going to be short for words. Now, he's going to tell you the truth if you've got ears now. So for me, I love that part of it. And, you know, I just appreciate him.
I do as well. And there is just something very special about that firmness, but also that sparkle in his eye and that smile. He is just so incredibly wise, isn't he, Coach?
Absolutely. He gave so many years. He and his family gave so many years to this institution. And, for me, I wanted to talk to every single head coach, starting from Norm Stewart, then Quinn Snyder, Then you got Mike Anderson, Kim Anderson, Frank Hafe, Konzo Martin. I wanted to talk to every coach and just talk to them about their experience. And they all definitely said the same thing of how special this place was and is. And it's dear to their hearts and their family's hearts as well.
I feel like you have such great support, and I know that it is not easy to guide a program, and you had to go through some bumps last year, and when you go winless in conference, it's not fun. But I felt like, I wanted to get your perspective, is that people in Columbia, for the most part, really didn't blink. They felt like, based on what you had done previously and what they projected you to possibly do, they had your support, they had your back. Did you feel that at Mizzou and in Columbia?
Well, I appreciate everyone who gave me an opportunity to be a head coach, first and foremost. I don't take it lightly. Obviously, when the job came open here at Mizzou, you know, I just looked at the big picture, and the big picture is this is a great institution. And that's what it took for me to leave Cleveland State. And obviously, the support of our board of curators, president, and then AD Desiree Refrancois. The opportunity presented itself, and, you know, I jumped at it. And it was something that I don't look back at. I conversed with my mentors. They said the same thing. So for me, the support is holistic. Now, it comes with the territory. Everyone wants a winner, you know, and that's part of it. But Coach Hamilton taught me something during my time as an assistant coach. He always gave me a story from his 1993-94 season at Miami when they went 0-18 in their conference. It was plagued with injuries and everything under the sun, but he went 0-18. He didn't talk about all the Kentucky days that he shared, but he talked about this specific time, and I probably got 100 renditions of that season, and it's about your mentorship, being able to get you through storms. It's easy to teach somebody when you are winning championships, cutting down nets, but what are you really teaching when you go through adversity? And Coach Ham wanted to transparently share that with me. And I'm thankful for that mentorship of him giving me the guidance, not only of his experience of going 0-18 in a season, but also how to get through that and navigate it and everything under that part. So I'm thankful that he gave me that guidance and he gave me that mentorship.
That's really well explained. And, you know, I watched the video of the players dousing you with water after it was announced that you had won your 100th game yesterday. And after you wiped that liquid from your face and your jacket and that beautiful gold tie, you got up in front of them. And I believe you said something to the effect of, thank you for allowing me to coach you, but also be a part of your lives. Because there is something bigger than basketball going on here, isn't there, Coach Gates?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I look at it from this standpoint. There's only few people that keeps a lifelong title in a young person's life. And you can think of the other ones. I'll just focus on my career. But I'm always going to be their coach. When they're 50 years old and they pull out a picture showing their children, this is Coach Gates, I don't take that relationship lightly because it's lifelong. So for me, I know how my coaches in my life impacted me at an early age. But also, I know the relationship I have with them now. And I just want for my players to have the same relationship with me that I have with my coaches and mentors who helped me get to this moment, helped me achieve some dreams, accomplish some things. But also, they helped me through life. They gave me advice. They were there during the transitions. They were there when my back was against the wall. And they gave me those encouraging words. So it's a lifelong relationship that turns into something deeper. And I'm just thankful that these young people have allowed me to coach them, be in their lives, but also their support system. Their parents have definitely done the same.
This is Dennis Gates, the head coach of the Missouri Tigers. His team is 17-4 and 6-2 in a very tough SEC after beating Mississippi State yesterday. Everybody raving about your team. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of that going on around the country once people get back to all their talk shows tomorrow and they start talking about March Madness. But let's talk some X's and O's for just a minute. Your team plays a relentless style on defense. And then on offense, it does appear to me, not only do you have shooters, but you have great, aggressive rebounders on the glass. You were very good on the offensive glass to give yourselves extra possessions, extra opportunities. Is that how and what has made you effective?
Well, I think, first of all, coaching a player's heart, you can coach the physical part, but the physical can only take them to that obstacle, to that wall, that the emotional and the heart has to you know, break through. And that's what we have to coach, and that's what I focused on the most. You know, I have great relationships with these dudes, and I tell them every day I love them. And they will run through a wall for me, and they give me their very best, not just in basketball, but in the classroom, in the community. They give me their very best every single second of their day. And that's what I ask for. That's what I ask for, and that's what they give. You know, my whole thing is you don't have to demand things from young people if you coach their hearts. They'll be willing to give it to you, and you just have to now manage it. And I'm just thankful these dudes are able to give that to me, and their parents allow them to do that. And they want to do it together. They have fun with each other, and you can just see through the videos, through social media, through the camera, the relationship is real that they have with each other. And I just thank our sports psychologist, Dr. Joe Carr, for his help in our team building, because that's a huge emphasis in my program.
That is a really good look behind the curtain there, Coach. Thank you for that. As Dennis Gates is with us, just a couple more minutes, and I could go through your entire roster. I don't like singling out certain players, but it's hard to ignore Caleb Grill.
Yeah, we're 18 strong. We're 18 strong.
You really are. It's hard to ignore Grill and what he did yesterday. I mean, I described it as he's lethal anywhere in the front court. I mean, how do you guard somebody like that? He pulls up from 35, 40 feet. That was unreal yesterday.
Well, it's tough to defend somebody's confidence. And when you have confidence like that, it's coming from different directions. It's coming from within. It's coming from his family, friends, loved ones, and it's coming from his teammates. So if you're having to second guess yourself in those situations, you're not going to have the outcome you want. But that's confidence. That's what it looks like when you pour into somebody's heart, when you tell them you love them and things like that. And Grill is an unbelievable player. He loves the state of Missouri. He loves our institution. He loves the city of Como. But more importantly, he loves his teammates, and he would not rather do it with anyone else other than his Mizzou Tiger teammates.
Last quick one. Let me drop this one on you. Your impressions of St. Louis so far as you've made your way through a few campaigns of Mizzou basketball and what the city has meant to you and your program and university.
Well, that footprint means a lot to this institution. You know, as a state institution, you know, it's important that we touch our metropolitan cities. St. Louis has been a comfort zone for me. I have developed some great relationships throughout our state, but specifically within the city. And what the city has done in return is opened their arms to me and my family, and they squeezed us tight. And I'm thankful for those relationships, friendships, and those two will last a lifetime. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, for our future students, any high school student out there that's looking for an institution, I can just let you know how special it is here in the city of Como, and we would love to have you.
It's great to visit with you. Thank you for the time. Looking forward to catching up with you again, and congratulations on a great victory yesterday in Starkville.
Thanks. I share with everybody out there, M-I-Z.
Z-O-U to Coach Dennis Gates, the head coach of the Missouri Tigers. Great to be with him, and nice to hear him on KMOX. We'll take a break. We're going to come back. It's the head coach of the St. Louis Billikens, Josh Schertz, joins us live. It's coming up on 1029. This is Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.